Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam, Halam Abayz, Simlam and Gimel. The Chayyadam continues and he talks about positioning. Now he says, we do it on the Tzad Yamin, and by Mincha we do it on Tzad Smol. Agro Kosov Shikr, Loyalam al Smol, the gross is, however, not even by Shacharis, we do it on the left arm, even though one is wearing tefillin on the left arm. Venerally, the Af Shinogin Kramoha, Arminikas like the Ramoha to switch by Shacharis and use the right arm because the tefillin is on the left arm. He introduces the question over here about doing different than the Zibur. So there are multiple rules of doing different than the Zibur. There is an Isser Mirabon and Al Yashan of Neamachlokis. There's also an Isser Deraisa of Lois Yisgadadu. Lois Yisgadadu in the Torah actually is referring to something other than an Isser of being different than the Zibur, talking about making cuts in oneself. Gedida. The Chazal Darshan Lois Sasu Agudus Agudus. The Mora says that there's an extra lashon in the pasuk to indicate it's teaching me a second halacha that there's an issur d'oraisa of functioning, that Klai Yisrael should be having different ways to keep the Torah. Preferably, we should all be keeping the Torah in the same way. So the Mara says, "Losasa you can't have two but they did him in the same city, giving out two different menhagim of how to be noyik." Historically, each kehillah was its own, had its own menhagim, and that was preserved, and that was basically the way the minhag of the makom was. So to go to do actively different than that zibur in that place goes into this or losasa agudas agudas. There's multiple places where the mishnah talks about this. He talks about it in regards to wearing tefillin chalamoid or not wearing tefillin chalamoid in a place where the minhag is to yes or no wear tefillin. He talks about there's a machlokes in regards to saying kiddush in the sukkah, whether it's sitting or standing. Now, there's a different menhag in regards to kiddush the whole year, and that's based on giving kavod to the kiddush. You say it's standing. The kviyas being with other people, you say it's sitting. So each side agrees that the other side is not doing something which halachically is wrong. It's just a question about what's more appropriate. That's not called lois yisgadadu. But when each side is saying the other one is doing something which is incorrect and wrong, that's a problem of lois yisgadadu. So on Sukkah specifically, the issue of whether kiddush is sitting or standing, the issue is we make a bracha leshiva sukkah at the end of kiddush. We know brachas have to be said over lasi yosim before you do the mitzvah. So if the mitzvah is sitting in a sukkah, so how can you walk into the sukkah, sit down, and then say kiddush sitting down, then say the bracha of leshev after you've already been seated there for a while? So the Rama says you have to stand for kiddush. The Rama would mean that from the time a person enters the sukkah till after they say kiddush, they should not sit down. And that would apply during the week as well. A person enters into the sukkah, he should not sit down until he says the bracha of leshev sukkah. Our meaning is to say it's over food, and I'm not sure according to the Rambam how that would play out. You would sit down, make the bracha, and according to the Rambam, pashas, the brachas of leishev should be said standing. And that's a halacha requirement. It's not just a minhag, etc. But it's a halacha requirement based on the rule of mitzvah have to be done by Rav Lasiyosa. The other opinion says, the Rosh says, that the word leishev basukah does not mean yeshiva in the physical sense of being seated. It means yeshiva being placed there. Like it says, Vateshuva Kodesh Yomim Rabim Klai Yisrael spent of the 38 years of the Midbar that they were wandering. The first year they left Mitzrayim, they finally come to Har Sinai, etc. The last year, it's talking about there were multiple final movements, but in the intervening 38 years, Rashi points out that they stayed in a place called Kodesh, Yamim Rabim, which means they stayed there the equivalent of the time of all the other trips. 19 years. The Rosh points out that they did not say seated in their seats for 19 years. They moved around. So what does Vateshu B'Kodesh mean? They sat in Kodesh. It means they spent time there. So similarly, lei sheva sukkah does not mean physically seated. Persons of the mitzvah of lei sheva sukkah, of being yeshiva basukkah, even if he's standing. According to the Rambam, a person would stand on the sukkah, you're being my mouth, the mitzvah, as I say, by standing and not being seated. So how many times you walk into a sukkah, somebody says, please be seated. No, it's okay, I can stand. According to the Rambam, that's not a true statement. It's not okay, you must be seated. According to the Rosh, that's fine, you're spending time in the sukkah. Now, according to the Rosh, when do you make the bracha lei sheva sukkah? So he says you can stand for the kiddush, you can sit for the kiddush, no problem. Either way, it's not over the Yosin because you walked into the sukkah. You can't, we don't, I make the bracha. Maybe according to the Rosh, we suggest make the bracha outside of the sukkah and then enter the sukkah. Well, we say kiddush, you have to say kiddush malkam suda, number one. Number two, there's a shini malkam involved, etc. So there are multiple problems with doing that. So the bracha lei sheva sukkah is accepting the fact that it's not perfectly over lasa yosin. So therefore, there's no problem being seated. So this is a halacha machloikus of how it has to be done. Each one holds the other one is wrong. That's where lo shizkadu applies. So he said similarly, lo shizkadu would apply in regards to doing nefilas apayim on the left arm while wearing tefillin, like the grua, where if the minhag of the shul is to do like the mod, to do it on the right arm by shachris. But the chayyim feels. But in case a person be wearing tefillin by mincha, where everybody else is falling on their left arm, and he's just one individual, so over there it's not considered what he's got to do. And if a person will be diving it at home, for sure he feels the hakra is like the gra, the person should lean on his left arm. Now we don't actually paskin like that. We paskin that even in that situation, a person should lean on their right arm. Good morning and have a good day.